Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 1063, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heat and Cooling and Electrical Studios. And of course, we are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook. And we are live here at Pete and Terry's, the Predators in action tonight, hosting the Calgary Flames. But Derek has been talking all week long, ever since the Titans lost to the Jags, even before the Titans lost to the Jags, how the Titans need to go out and get their quarterback. We've been talking a lot about, they find that guy in the draft. If that guy is there, a Bryce Young, a CJ Stroud, a Will Levis, what would the Titans have to do to go get that guy of the future? But there might be a guy out there that they could get, and they won't have to give anything up to get him. Because it was reported over the weekend that Tom Brady would be open to coming to the Titans. This was Ian Rappaport earlier this week.
Meanwhile, on the other team playing in the Monday night game, Tom Brady is a free agent after this season, going to be 46 years old. And yeah, there is, I would say, a chance that he does not return to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, despite the fact that they very much want him back and plan to make efforts toward that. Among the teams that would consider Brady, a couple of them considered Brady last time. The Tennessee Titans still have some quarterback questions there. The 49ers, if they do not decide to roll with Brock Purdy, although he's certainly stating his case. And then the Las Vegas Raiders, who have several of his old friends, including Rich, Josh McDaniels.
So there you go. Tom Brady and the Titans in the same sentence yet again.
I would like to press him on, give me a little more where you're going.
Well, the first thing he said was wrong. Like, the first really thing like he that. Said wrong was the Titans have quarterback problems. They don't have a problem at quarterback. I think Ryan Tannehill is okay. They need to start thinking about their future. So I don't think it's just they don't have a quarterback. They have a quarterback. They just need to get our offensive line better. And again, I'm not going to sit here and not sign off on a potential Tom Brady to Tennessee. But if I'm Tom, why am I? Like, what is the allure to coming in?
What's
here?
In it for me?
Is it just Mike Vrabel? They keep on trying to make this. People, I'm gonna tell you, you can't force a relationship, okay? Can't force a marriage. If it's not there, it's not there. You can try, but you can't force it. It's either there or it's not. It's gonna work. There's work involved in it, yes, absolutely. But if it's not there, it's not there. It seems like everybody's trying to force this Vrabel Brady sort of marriage.
And I don't think it would be a forced marriage. I'm not saying
like in a sense if he was to come here that there would be any problems. Uh-huh. But I think if Vrabel was on another team that wasn't doing so well, they'd be trying to force, Tom's going to, I don't know, Seattle because of Vrabel's there. Tom's going to, Memphis Tigers, if because he's there. It's just
– Go Tigers, go.
Exactly. Because it's like – just because Vrabel's here doesn't mean that Tom is coming or want to come here. Why would I leave? Again, I know Tampa has its problems. But one problem Tampa don't have is pass catchers. They got a bunch of those. They need to solidify that offensive line. But they got a bunch of pass catchers. They get him a new running back, solidify the offensive line. The defense is okay. He's back where he was 2 years ago. Why would I want to leave a system that I know already, players that I'm comfortable with, that I know, to come here with two pass catchers, one's a tight end and one's a receiver, no offensive line. I don't know who the offensive coordinator is. I don't know who the GM is. Hell, this team may not be the same in 2 or 3 years. I ain't going to even get a chance to play in that beautiful stadium they're going to build 3 years from now. So why again am I come? Why? Like, realistically. Why would he come here other than Mike Vrabel? Seriously.
It's a fair question.
It's not much beyond the Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
It's a fair question.
Don't give me Nashville's a great city. Yeah, it is. I understand that. But he can move to Nashville if he want to. Yeah, he doesn't have to play for the Titans.
A lot of players do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, he never played for the Titans.
He moved to Tampa. I mean, it's not like Tampa is exactly. like, a bad place either. It's not Los Angeles.
Exactly.
Like,
right, and it has the same non-state income tax, right, which
true.
Is a reason that people do that, move to Florida or move to Nashville or uh-huh. move to Vegas or Texas,
uh-huh.
right? That's what a lot of athletes do. It's by routine. And it really – sometimes it's connected to that's where they played. Sometimes it isn't.
And I do think that, to your question, D-Maze, what is the attraction of coming here? Fair question. And a lot of people are saying, well, why would Tom Brady want to come here? There's no offensive line. Well, they're going to have to address the offensive line no matter who's under center, whether it's Tom Brady, whether it's Ryan Tannehill, whether it's Derek Mason. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to build up the offensive line. And I do think that that's on the Titans' offseason to-do list. You said the Titans have no pass catchers. You're 100% correct. That's what the Titans are going to have to address no matter who the quarterback is. So you're going to have to work on pass catchers. You're going to have to address the offensive line, period, whether it's C.J. Stroud, whether it's Tom Brady. So is it as established of an offensive line or a pass catching group as, say, maybe Tampa has in pass catchers? No, but you're going to address it anyways. And to the link with Mike Vrabel, I think that Tom Brady has had such friction with his past two head coaches. That's why he left New England. That's why he left Bill Belichick, because he didn't want to deal with Bill Belichick anymore. He basically got Bruce Arians fired because he couldn't deal with Bruce Arians' shenanigans anymore. I think that Mike Vrabel and Tom Brady duo, he knows it would work. They're friends. And to your point, who's the offensive coordinator? If Tom Brady came here, that's who your offensive coordinator is. Tom right. Brady is your offensive
But then you
coordinator.
Have to change the offense completely again.
And I mean, I think the other thing is, I think you're making a strong case, Caroline, that it could work for 1 year. But uh-huh. is this a team that is up for a one-year fix, or are we looking for the turnaround that's going to make it better for years to come? And you mentioned it. Mm-hmm. You have to be thinking about the new stadium somewhere along the line.
If
right?
But yes.
Because I don't know if this is a one-year fix kind of team that could be super – like, if I'm Tom Brady, you got to give me a team that I might be able to take to a Super Bowl, right? Like, why else is he playing? He's not
yeah.
just playing –
No, you're right.
Maybe I could get the Titans back to 10 or 11.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't think he's in that mindset. He wants to go somewhere where he can take a team over
exactly.
the top.
If you go out and if you make this strong pitch – if I'm Mike Vrabel, if I make this strong pitch for Brady, that tells me one thing. You're worried about your job. You are really worried about your job. You're worried about your job so much so that you need to go get a potentially a guy that's going to be 47 years old, you know, once the season starts, I believe his birthday is around there. He's going to be 47 years old. So you're that worried about your job that you got to go get a guy, and what if it doesn't work?
Then it doesn't work.
What if none of this work? What if you end up being, you know, 9-8
uh-huh.
or, you know, 10-7 or 8-9 again?
Right back then, where you were.
Right back where you were. To me, Caroline, again, I go back to keep Ryan Tannehill. But, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed if Brady. I wouldn't, you know, if they decided to go get him, hey, they went and got him. Now
yeah.
they got to deal with whatever comes with that. To me, you need to get ready to reset this whole franchise. And by resetting this whole franchise, this means go and get your franchise quarterback. The Houston Oilers did it with Steve McNair. They reset their franchise. Now, he had to sit a little while, but they knew they were resetting their franchise. They got Eddie George, then they went and got Steve McNair. Was it Steve McNair, then Eddie George? One of the two. But they knew they were resetting their franchise. Do it again. You can't play with Tom Brady forever. He's not 30 years old. You're going to have to replace him anyway. You can't play with Ryan Tannehill forever. Reset your franchise right now while you're in a position to do so.
He turns 46 in early August. So he
46.
Will be,
he'll play
be
next 46. Season at 46
yeah.
years old.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
I mean, he's still doing
43,
it.
45, 46. It doesn't seem yeah. to matter. But he does. I mean, did you think he did slow down a little bit this year, like throwing the ball down the field?
Well, he needs more now than what yeah. he did in the past.
He yeah. just doesn't have any
yeah.
help.
He needs more yeah. help now as he get older.
Yeah, and they had no running game at all.
Yeah,
he had a terrible running game this year.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll continue to get your thoughts on this. Should the Titans go after Tom Brady? We'll get into that. Plus, Willie brings up a fair point. Is this team just a one-year fix But I think it's about 1 year, and it's not necessarily about a fix if the Titans do decide to pursue Tom Brady. I'll explain what I mean by that coming up next. It's Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. And hey, the Predators have a game tomorrow night, and it is your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty and Superbook Sports. If you correctly guess a Preds player that scores a goal in the game tomorrow night, you win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. Participate in Pick to Click tomorrow morning at 8:45 a.m. with Robbie and Rex Road. So news out of coming out over the weekend, Tom Brady would be interested in coming to the Titans, along with the 49ers, along with the Raiders, and that list didn't necessarily surprise me. And he was a 49ers fan growing up. That's where he's from. Could have a Josh McDaniels reunion in Las Vegas. They need a quarterback. And then, of course, the obvious ties between Mike Vrabel and Tom Brady. It wasn't a surprising list at all. But you two sound kind of out on the Tom Brady business.
I'm not necessarily out on a Tom Brady business, but I'm thinking 3 or 4 years ahead. I'm thinking what this team could potentially look like if they go out and get their quarterback. Now, listen, you can go and get Tom, and just like keeping Ryan Tannehill. You can keep Ryan Tannehill and still try to move up in the draft to get your quarterback.
Yeah.
You can, you know, go get Tom Brady and still move up in the draft and try to get your quarterback, because Tom, I mean, even if he plays 2 seasons, what after that? You know, what are you going to do after that? You got to have someone that can be his successor, you know, when he decides to retire.
Well, you can do both.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Titans can still draft a quarterback in this year's draft if that's who they think is their guy of the future, and go out and get Tom Brady. You don't have to give anything up to get Tom Brady. So you have all your picks, and you have Tom Brady for at least next season. And I can't imagine he's going to play any longer than that. But I've been saying that every year for the past, like, 5 years. So, I mean, who knows? Truly the Benjamin Button of the NFL. So you can do both. And, Willie, you said it's not necessarily a one-year fix. And I'm with you. I think that if the Titans decide to pivot offensively, it's not just going to take 1 year. And it's not just going to take a Tom Brady to get this team into the Super Bowl. I think this team is beyond just a Tom Brady to get to the Super Bowl. But it's not about fixing it. But this would be like the last shot, the last glimpse of the window of this Titans offense that could get you there potentially. And that's what I think a move to get Tom Brady would be, is a last push of, okay, you know, we're going all in to get Tom Brady. We may draft our quarterback of the future. What better person for that quarterback of the future to learn from than Tom freaking Brady? I mean, if the Tom Brady does come to the Titans, even considering all of the offensive issues that the Titans have going on, offensive line, lack of pass catchers, I still think the Titans could be viewed as a Super Bowl contender because of Tom Brady. And that's the difference that Tom Brady makes. And I said this a few months ago. I was like, I have no interest in a 46-year-old Tom Brady. But even at 46 years old, I'm looking at the Bucs of having a legitimate shot of winning tonight against the Cowboys because Tom Brady is their quarterback. Every week I pick the Bucs to win over who else it might be because Tom Brady is their quarterback. That's the difference that he makes.
Can we assume that Jared will have a room in his basement if indeed he does move here?
100%.
Did you do the show from the basement?
Yes. Yep.
Oh,
absolutely.
Man. Well, think about the firestorm in Dallas. Uh-huh. If Dallas cannot beat this Tampa Bay team, boy. But so I don't know. What's the line? Dallas has got to be favored in this game.
I think Dallas 2.5 is favored by 2.5, 3.5. It's not a crazy spread.
Very interesting matchup there.
Yeah.
But think about this is what I started thinking when you were talking about this, Caroline. You're selling Tom Brady. Let's say you could sell it. But you're selling on Tom Brady comes in, can still play at a top level at age 46. That's the first thing that's got to go right. Second thing, you got to revamp the entire offensive line. Okay. Three, you got to get some receivers that Tom Brady can throw to. You're changing your offense, right? Different philosophy. You got to have some versatile pass catchers. You got to have the right guys to throw to. And you're completely going to a different offense. You got a new offensive coordinator. He's got to come in. He's got to get it right. I mean, that's a lot that has to come together, right?
Yeah.
And this is all to have Tom Brady be there for 1 year. And if it doesn't go right, you're at ground zero the following year, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, it's just a lot that has to come together. Maybe it could. Tom Brady can make a lot work for sure. But that's just a lot to ask, I think.
Well, to your point about
that's why I'm against it. I'm not going down that road. I I would just rather stay with Tannehill, mm-hmm. I think. And still, like you said, Derek, looking for the next quarterback. You've got to have your eyes open for the next quarterback. But you already have Tannehill. Like you said, you don't have to give up anything to keep Tannehill mm-hmm. for one more year. So is that the way to go? I don't know. That's what I would lean towards.
And I was against it. And the longer I thought about it, and when I saw that tweet over the weekend, the more and more I thought about it, the more I thought, you know, why not? Because to your point, Willie, can he still play at an elite level at 46 years old? There's been nothing that Tom Brady has shown me that makes me think that he can't, which is wild. He is truly an anomaly. But there's been nothing that he's shown me, at least this season, that looks like he's regressing. Now, the team around him isn't very good, but Tom Brady is still playing at a high level. And the offensive line and the pass catchers, yes, you're going to have to totally revamp the offensive line. You're going to have to get some new pass catchers in here. You're going to have to do that anyway. Whether it's Tannehill, whether it's Brady, you have to do that anyway. And, you know, not giving up anything to get him. And if it's just for a year, well, if you run it back with Tannehill, that's probably a one-year anything anyway. I don't see the Titans going into 2024 with Ryan Tannehill as their starting quarterback. The only thing is, if you cut Tannehill, it's the $18 million cap hit, which the Titans can make room with the cap. I'm not worried about the cap. It's more so, is Amy Adams Strunk willing to write that $18 million check? Because that's real money for her. Titans can make the cap work, but that's real money for Amy Adams Strunk on top of the competitive market for Tom Brady that you're going to have to pay Tom Brady.
That is a good question about the cap, though, because you could make the cap work. I would agree. But it would seem to me that the more cap space you could have to overhaul your offensive line, to add a receiver you want, to keep, you know, you got to sign Jeffrey Simmons in here somewhere, mm-hmm. right? That's a huge, huge thing at the top of the list of your priorities. The more cap space you have, the better you will be. Now, Tom Brady, what does he do? Derek, he usually works with you.
He works with
the cap.
That's one thing he does, yeah. He will not. It's almost a sense, Tom, from what I've seen, he's willing to take less than what he's worth to build up the team around him. So in the end, ultimately, he's worth more than what he took at the end of the day because he's getting championships, and that's all he cares about is winning championships. He know the money will come if he wins championships, and he's won seven of them. So he's like an ATM right now. So I don't think money would be a thing in regards to which team he's going through. Are you giving me more money or right. not? I don't think that's going to be a huge thing with him.
He doesn't have the Giselle money anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't
though.
Have that.
No, I'm kidding.
So, but he still has a lot of zeros.
He has an income stream.
Exactly.
Right?
He got a little bit.
He'll be okay. Yeah, he's not eating ramen.
But I think what will entice him is, what are you doing leading up to free agency? He has to walk in here, and you have to have a plan for him. What is your plan to Tom Brady? It's like hiring a GM in a sense. It's like hiring an offensive coordinator when you bring Tom Brady in. You don't ask Tom Brady, so what are your plans? You know, what do you envision? No.
Taking Wednesdays off. Yeah.
Tom is coming in like, listen, what do y'all have that would make me come here? Mm-hmm. You got to give a strong pitch to him. It's not what does he bring to your team. What do you bring to his legacy? You know, do you have a team that is capable of winning a championship? That's bottom line.
Right now,
his deal. Like, my legacy, I can continue to build my legacy with championships. I don't build my legacy just getting into the playoffs and winning one game. I don't build my legacy just winning two games in the playoffs to end up losing. I build my legacy by winning more Super Bowls. So with that being said, Titans, tell me what your plan. They got to have a plan if they want to get Tom Brady.
And I have to believe his number one priority is getting back to the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Before he retires.
So what is your plan on getting us back to the Super Bowl if I do indeed sign here?
I think it's a hard sell.
Who are you going out to get? Mm-hmm. You know, you
and
may
and
have
how are you going
to get,
beat the Jaguars?
You
the
may
Jaguars
have to go
now.
Get a DeAndre Hopkins, even though you may not want to. You may have to make the trade to go get him. You may have to sign a big money wide receiver in the offseason.
Mortgage the future.
Exactly.
And to that point, though, that this isn't something that I just cooked up and thought, hey, maybe uh-huh. Tom Brady to the Titans. It's coming out that Tom Brady would be interested uh-huh. in the Titans. So
that's why I want to hear more from the rap sheet. on that one. I want a little more detail from him. Where is he coming from on that?
Where is that information coming from? Is it coming from, you know, Tom Brady himself? Is that to create more leverage with the Bucs? I don't know exactly what the intentions are, but it is coming from someone in Tom Brady's camp. That of the 32 teams in the league, there's three of them that he lists that he'd be interested in, and the Titans are one of them.
But wasn't these the same teams that he was supposedly interested in before he went to Tampa?
And Tampa was not on his list. And Tampa was not on his list. That totally came out of left field.
Yeah, no. You're absolutely right. So are we, and I'm not saying you, Caroline, but is Ian Rapoport basing the information on what it was 2 years ago before Tom with the Tampa? It was Oakland. It was San Francisco. It was Tennessee. Mm-hmm. What's different? Oakland, San Francisco, Tennessee, the same three teams.
Yeah, and I guess the ties are still there.
Yeah, the ties are still there. Absolutely.
From San Francisco. Yeah. He's always wanted to go with the 49ers. And then, you know, obviously, the relationship with Mike Vrabel. Mm-hmm. And then the Raiders find themselves
with Josh McDaniel,
even more attractive spot for Tom Brady now. You know, you've got Josh McDaniel, your former play caller in New England, and now they've got Devontae freaking Adams, and they've got Josh Jacobs, and they've got Darren Waller. They've got legitimate pass catchers. So, you know, Vegas, I keep wanting to say Oakland, Vegas does look like a very attractive spot for Tom Brady. Yeah. So it makes sense. So to everyone saying, you know, that Brady wouldn't want to come here, it's not me making it up.
No.
Tom Brady started it. It wasn't me. Ian Rapoport started it. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll get into your thoughts on this. Should the Titans be interested in the Tom Brady business? And what would the Titans look like next year if Tom Brady was under center? We'll get into that coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 1063, the game.
Has Tom Brady played in his last Super Bowl, Stephen A?
I believe he has. I don't think they're going to the Super Bowl this year, and I think he's going to retire after this year. I think that this year has been a very humbling experience for him because there's so many things that are out of his control. And to go through the year that he's going through, it's not an indictment against him. He's had a lot of things going on, and both personally and professionally. There was change with Bruce Arians to Todd Bowles and what have you. And to try to peel it all together, put it all together, you ended up going to the postseason, which is great. But I do think that this year was the kind of year, fellas, that makes you reflect on what you had and what you have. And I think it's one of those situations where he's just looking at his life right now. I personally think this is his last. This is his swan song. This is the last time. I think he's going to retire after this season. And they're not going to the Super Bowl because I don't believe they're getting past San Francisco.
There you go. That was Stephen A. Smith on First Take. He says, yes, I think Tom Brady has seen his last Super Bowl. Stephen A. thinks that Tom Brady's going to retire after this year. I don't think so. I cannot imagine that Tom Brady would go out like this with a team that was pretty underwhelming. And I agree with Stephen A. I don't think that this Bucs team is going to make it to the Super Bowl. I don't see them getting past the 49ers. This team around Brady is just not very good. But I disagree. I don't think that Tom Brady has been to his last Super Bowl. I don't think that Tom Brady has taken a considerable step back. I think, if anything, he's been steady. I mean, threw for almost 4,700 yards this year. That doesn't sound like a quarterback that's starting to slow down. I think in the right situation with the right team, I think Tom Brady absolutely could get to another Super Bowl, and I think that's what he wants to do. I think that's the career goal that he has before ending it.
All right, D-Mace, I'm going to ask my question I always ask when you hear a Stephen A. come with this. Is he just riffing his opinion, or does he have information to lead him to think? Or is it just this is what he thinks? He gets paid to say what he thinks. He gets paid a lot, and he is great at what he does. But I don't know if there's any real insight to that. He could be just opining of what he thinks, just like the three of us are sitting here. We don't know. We don't know anything about it. So do you think tonight has anything to do with Tom Brady's decision? Like if they stink tonight and get ripped, does that sway him one way or the other? Or, you know, obviously if they win, then they go out, they get another game. Who knows what could happen?
Okay. I'm going to pose this scenario to y'all. And what would y'all do? Okay. Last year was a disappointment. You lost in what? The divisional? No, they lost in NFC championship game, didn't they? To the Rams?
The Bucs?
To the Bucs.
No, the Rams lost to the 49ers.
Yes.
So it would be the 49ers in the NFC championship game.
Yeah, so they lost in the divisional round. The Bucs did. Okay, so you lose in the divisional round, And then there's speculations of you possibly retiring. And then your marriage doesn't work out. So all that's going on. And then your team starts off slow. They pick up at the end because you start getting healthy. And then you get ousted in the first round of the playoffs. And being a uber competitor like he is, if y'all were Tom Brady, would you want to end on that note?
No.
Okay, that's the answer.
If you ended your marriage because you couldn't step away from football, would you then step away from football
Absolutely.
The next year?
So there's your answer. I don't think if after all of this stuff that has went on this year, because the playoffs was at the beginning of the year last year, and he got ousted. All this stuff that went on in his whole calendar year, you tell me that he's then going to walk away from football after having probably the most difficult year in his career. You know, do you think now he walks away? He didn't want to walk away from it when his wife asked him to. Uh-huh. Now you're telling me he's going to walk away after everything that went on this season. He's just going to walk away from the game and say, you know what, I'm done. Hell no. Tom gets put out, he's coming back for another year. That's how competitors are, especially if he believes he still can do it.
I think that's the thing. If he feels healthy, he feels like he can still help a team, I would lean towards
coming back.
Play. He does remember have the standing offer from Fox, right?
Yep.
To just step right at his post career.
So
is all mapped out.
There.
I don't think that offer is
going to be there. Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
And they don't have the Super Bowl next year. They have it this year, which is, remember, he had retired, and so it was like, well, we'll get Tom, and we'll put him in the booth, and he'll be calling the Super Bowl this year.
Psych.
Yeah, so that's not happening, and it's not happening next year because they don't have the Super Bowl next year. So you can push that off a little bit more, too. So I don't know. If I had to put my chips one way or the other, I would have to say he's going to play.
Totally going to come back, and I don't think he's staying in Tampa Bay. I don't see a scenario where he stays in Tampa Bay. Well, I think he's so unhappy there.
Okay, him coming to – I think – okay, let's look at the path to the Super Bowl. Being in the NFC, being in the AFC. In the AFC, I think he has a harder path to the Super Bowl than he would in the NFC. Because not just, you know, you're looking at, let's see here.
You're looking at the
Bills. You're looking
at
the Bills. The Dolphins are a good team once they get their quarterback back. The Jets are going to be a better team depending on who they get as their quarterback. Baltimore, once they decide on who their quarterback is, they're always going to be a team. Cincinnati, we know they are. Pittsburgh is only going to get better. The Jaguars are only going to get better. Kansas City, the Raiders, and the Chargers. That's a lot you got to go through.
I think if I'm Tom Brady, that Jaguars thing is a part of the equation. If I am looking at, I'm coming to Tennessee, it might have been really attractive a year or two ago, saying, hey, that division's winnable. It's kind of like the AFC South has been for the Bucs. It's been pretty much a walkover for the most part. They've been clearly the best team. Even when they haven't been that great, they've still been better than the other three teams. But Jacksonville, what they're doing right now has got to be noticeable. It's got to be on the radar saying, wow, I got to go in and I got to beat a Jaguars team that looks like they're finally getting their ducks in a row.
I don't think that he thinks that way.
My path to the Super Bowl is a lot easier in the NFC than it is.
Totally. I agree with you. The path in the NFC is so much easier. But when you're Tom Brady, the most decorated player in the history of the National Football League, you don't get there without having the mentality of, I am better than any of you, whether it's true or not. That mentality of, there is nobody that can outwork me. There is nobody that can outperform me. And I don't think that the Jags would instill fear in a player with mentality like that. Let's not forget, he chose to go to Tampa Bay when Drew Brees was still in New Orleans. It's hard to forget that the Saints were actually relevant just a handful of years ago. The Saints ran that division. And he decided to go to that division where the path to an NFC championship or even an NFC South championship wasn't necessarily easy.
But Tom, I mean, Drew Brees, when he got there, Drew Brees was basically done. That New Orleans team was going downhill as opposed to going
2019
up.
Was really they were,
when
its
he
last
got
run.
There.
Although they did have to win in New Orleans, if I remember correctly, that when they won the Super Bowl. They did have to go through New Orleans and win there. I feel like that was the last hurrah of the Drew Brees.
It could have been. Yeah. But you look
when
at that
when the Saints beat them twice in the regular season, yeah, and then yeah, the Bucks
remember
beat
the first
Saints in the playoffs.
Game that Brady played in New Orleans. The
yeah,
first game he played for the Bucks, he had the nightmare. He threw the pick sixes and things like that.
Yes.
It was rough for him.
Yeah,
it was. But then they started to get better
yeah,
as a team.
Well, they were
as
7-5, and it looked yeah, like, man, this may not work. And then all of a sudden, they stopped losing.
But in the NFC, again, I don't think this. Now, Carolina, I think, will be a better team. I think they will be. But New Orleans and Atlanta, the jury is still out on those two teams. I think, to me, Tampa is the perfect spot for him for his final year. Why? Because he has the pass catchers. The offensive line, once they get healthy, they need to get them another running back. That's not a lot to get. When you got pass catchers and you retool your offense or they get healthy, getting a running back is like, if that's your only problem, then great. You know, if you leave there, the only place you could go to that is already like ready-made for you is Oakland and probably San Francisco. But San Francisco, if Josh Purdy, I guarantee, listen, if Josh Purdy continues to play the way he's playing, he's their quarterback for the future. Damn Trey Lance and everybody else, he's their quarterback of the future moving forward. If he continues to play the way he's been playing, that defense has been lights out, but Purdy, he's been playing really damn good. So they might not even be a market for Tom Brady once it's all said and done.
That's a great question to see, like, how much more will they need to win for them to say, I think this Purdy guy is our starter. Like, you still have to be a little skeptical. Like, if he lays an egg in the next game, that might sway them one way. But if they win another couple, then they've got a really good team. I do wonder what their thinking is.
But it's almost like
– and they have Trey Lance in this equation somewhere.
Yeah. Trey Lance, who they gave up three first-round picks.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's
thought,
tough.
I mean, I have to imagine if you're going to trade three first-round picks, you view that guy as your future.
Yeah.
I don't know if – I mean, I don't know if the 49ers would be willing to pivot in order to get Tom Brady for a year, but the 49ers don't seem like a very likely landing spot.
No, I
know
agree.
That's what Brady would want, end your career with the team that you grew up rooting for. It's a very storybook ending. It just doesn't seem very feasible. We are right into your phones coming up next. Your thoughts, should the Titans pursue Tom Brady? 615-737-1025. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 1063, The Game.
We're like, Tom Brady's going to Vegas.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There is 100%. We got to the point where Tom Brady's going to Vegas. They got weapons. Obviously, Devontae's there. Darren Waller's there. Hunter Renfrow is there. They got a running back in Josh Jacobs who said, I just want to be a Raider. They seemingly have all the pieces that Tom Brady would want when it comes to a personnel department. Then you add in Josh McDaniels was the guy in his ear for literally the best moments of his life. And he's trying to run that offense with Derek Carr, and obviously it's not taking place. So Tom Brady's going to the Raiders. That just makes too much sense. We got to that point on this show. Now it's being talked about that the Raiders are certainly going to look into Tom Brady. And also Jimmy G, I believe, was the other report.
Because
Jimmy G has history with McDaniels as well, and he'll be on the move.
There you go. That was Pat McAfee on Tom Brady's next landing spot. And can you imagine a Raiders team with Darren Waller, Josh Jacobs, Devontae Adams, Josh McDaniels as your head coach, and then Tom Brady comes in? Whew, that's a scary team. But let's get your thoughts on it. Back to your phones. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. If you have a thought, Tyron is in Brentwood, isn't up next. What's up, Tyron?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I'll tell you, a couple of things is, the Rappaport report, and that's news to me. I still, like I said, I would never rule out Tennessee because Mike Vrabel, the relationship they have, I know it's sincere and they're tight like that. So, I mean, he could come here, but I'm still of the mindset the Dolphins are the favorite. I believe that. I've thought that all year. I thought last year they went through everything to get him. They got fine draft picks. Find millions of dollars. The owners got suspended to mid-October. Tua's concussion situation. I don't know if he will play for McDaniel. I still don't rule out the pairing that they wanted a year ago, Peyton and Brady to the Dolphins. But I still think Miami's the favorite. I don't buy the Niners because I think Purdy's going to be the guy. I really believe that. And then they'll have, trade capital for Trey Lance. Raiders, it makes sense. I don't trust Josh McDaniels. He sucks and blows. So that's that on that. If he comes to Tennessee, though, it tells me one thing. And I think it could happen. I think the Dolphins are the favorite. Let me be clear. But if he comes to Tennessee, obviously his relationship with Mike Vrabel, that's gigantic, number one. But number two, I've always wondered, and nothing still, to me, it's still more meets the eye on why did you fire John Robinson in season after the Philly game? There's no way Amy Adams Trump got caught in her feelings how A.J. Brown torched him that day. So it's got to be something bigger. And I'll tell you this, if Brady comes to Tennessee, it just wasn't an overnight thing. Him and Vrabel's been talking, plotting, playing it. Two things come to fruition here. Number one, that's why they fired him, because they knew he wouldn't be on board to make a move like this, being John Robinson. It also kind of tells me, go back to a few years ago when Brady's a free agent.
Right. Thank you for your call, Tyron. We appreciate your call. The idea that John Robinson wouldn't be on board with Tom Brady, so they fired him in the middle of the season, that's a little bit far of a reach for me. I can't quite get there. To a second point about John Robinson, I am of the belief that Amy Adams Trunk fired John Robinson in the middle of the season because she knew who she wanted to go to next. Mm-hmm. I can't rationalize it any other way, because any other rationalization just doesn't make sense. Firing him in the middle of the season, when you still are on track to win the division, when you have a winning record, when he has yet to have a losing season, it just doesn't make any sense.
But was it rational? I think it's pretty clear they did not have their next guy.
And it could be
ready, waiting in the wings. Did they?
Just a bad move. It could have been just an irrational decision.
I mean, maybe just the A.J. Brown thing was stinging so much at the time. I mean, we can theorize all we want, but it just doesn't look like there's any evidence to say, I know who I want. I know I've got the guy in mind. Because they're still interviewing and they're going through a lot. I mean, they're not just going to elevate a guy that was working down the office, I don't think. Are they? I mean, maybe they will. But
maybe.
It looks like they're going outside.
I don't know. Again, they could be, you know, you got to satisfy the Rooney Rule. So they got to go out and they got to interview.
And by the way, I'm going to go on record. I hope that they go with a minority. I think it would be a great thing. And it's got to be the right person,
exactly.
Right? It's got to be for the right reason that you think this person is the best person. But I'm just hoping in the big picture of it, especially with all of the sensitivity towards it, all that went through last year, I'm hoping that that's the direction it ends up being.
Yeah, whether it's that direction or not, you know, this team has to figure out that. And then in the process of figuring out that, you got to figure out your OC. Then in the process of figuring out your OC, you got to figure out with the OC and the GM and the head coach, how do we look moving forward as a team? Is, you know, should we try to, you know, reach out to Tom after the season and see what he's thinking? Or should we stay put with Ryan Tannehill as our quarterback? Because he's not the reason that our season was the way it was this year. Actually, when he played well. And then go out and get our quarterback. If you are doing what's best for this franchise, you go out and get your quarterback now while you got a chance to do it. Play with Ryan Tannehill. Build up this roster so when that rookie comes in to play, whether it be this year or next year, everything's ready, set for him to go.
Million is up next. What's up, Million?
Hey, what's up, everyone? Thanks for having me on the show. I just want to fill in and chime in on the subject today. First and foremost, I just don't feel like right now it is ethical for us to bring in Tom Brady, because we have to start from the basics. In order to have a franchise quarterback, you have to have a healthy O-line and you just pretty much some receivers to throw the football.
What do you mean it's not ethical?
Because I'm just saying, at his age and his dilemma in his career right now, he wants to win. And I feel like right now our organization, we don't have a GM. We don't have an OC. We pretty much are in
the middle. You're going to get a GM and an OC.
Correct. But what I'm saying is that at his age right now, with the rosters that we have implicated, do you find it a fit for him to come to Tennessee? At this stage of his career, maybe 5 years ago it would have been more reasonable, but right now, would you say it's a win-win situation? I just don't see it. I mean, and at the same time,
we have to
right. So you're, it's he's saying it's, I guess, not practical. I think is what he's trying to say.
Or it's
there's
like,
nothing unethical about it. Yeah. It's not a shady thing. Like you're not breaching your ethics to bring him in.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know if the point was
he's old and the offensive line isn't very good, so it's not ethical to put him in that situation.
Right, ethical is the wrong word, but I think he's saying there's a lot that has to line up right. Is it really realistic? I think some of the questions you're asking, what's in it for Tom Brady? I see all that.
I get it. Yeah. But also, the Titans would not be pulling in Tom Brady kicking and screaming against his will. Mm-hmm. If Tom Brady came to the Titans, it's because he wanted this to be their next landing spot, and the Titans gave him an attractive offer. It's not like he's going to be forced to do anything or to go anywhere or to play for anybody that he doesn't want to.
Well, again, it comes down to, you know, what is not – when you bring in a quarterback or whatever, a player, it's like, okay, what can that player do for you? You're still trying to – okay.
Yeah.
Bring him in. What can he do for us? Well, we know what Tom can do, period. We've shown what he can do. Now, what can you do for him? Again, how can you build on his legacy? Because that's right. Right now, that's what he's playing for, his legacy. He's playing to stack things more on top of his legacy. He's not playing for anything else, not playing for the money. I mean, he loves the game, obviously. Uh-huh. But in loving the game, you're playing for your legacy as well. So he's walking into the Titans facility like, okay, what is your pitch to me? Who do you got? Who am I throwing to? Who's going to be my offensive line? Are you going to do the necessary things to make sure that I'm protected? Are you going to do the necessary things? If I say, hey, listen, Mike, I need you to go out. I need D-Hop. I need him. He needs to be. Are you willing as an owner to do that? Mike, Amy, I need.
We need just, Gronk.
We need Gronk. or we need. You know, Orlando Brown at left tackle. Uh-huh. Are you willing to then go out and do that? Tampa got the things that he wanted. Tampa did, and they won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Are you willing to do that as an owner?
Would it mean a Super Bowl?
I don't know.
But
are you willing to do it?
I need to not come in on Wednesdays.
Exactly.
I need time. I'm not going to come in until Thursday.
Exactly. So I mean, these are the kind of concessions you got to make these Tampa concessions.
Yeah.
With Tom Brady. You know, are you willing to do that, Mike Vrabel, considering it's about team? Are you willing to say Tom's not going to be here until Thursday? Mm-hmm. He's taking Wednesday off. Yeah, he's learning the playbook, but he's taking Wednesdays off. You'll see him on Thursday. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to go get D-Hop if he wants him? Are you willing to go get Orlando Brown if you want him?
You're going to have to be, and that's what you have to understand and be okay with.
Yeah.
And understand that if you do go out and get Tom Brady, then it's under his terms as well. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll get TD's thoughts on all of this. ESPN NFL Nation reporter Teron Davenport joins us coming up next. Caroline Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 1063 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.